Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If that line forms on the right page, now that Maggie is back in town.
Yes, sir. 202, McMonagle here with you on the fan. Back in the overnights. Back where I belong, 2 to 5. 3 hours, 888-808-1019. I got you till the warm-up show. Shows up at 5 a.m. Fleegs on the other side taking your calls till then. And how come nobody told me? I was here last night. I did the show. I left at midnight. I was here, you know, for Tuesday morning a little bit. Nobody told me it was Give Brian Cashman His Flowers Day. I had no idea. I'm listening to the midday show. They're going on and on about the great Brian Cashman. People are alerting me to the idea that Evan's talking about a Brian Cashman bobblehead day. I didn't know today was the day. I would have dressed up. I would have come in. I would have figured out some way to be a part of it. If you're going to have a Brian Cashman day, how do you not let me know? Unbelievable. I'm pissed. I'm annoyed that I missed the whole day. But if we're going to throw flowers at Brian Cashman, which I do regularly, and that's why I get my reputation, let's start with Luis Hale. Because that's exhibit number A. Yeah, sure, Juan Soto. We know how great he is. I mean, we all know where he wants to play next year, and what he's going to do next year is much more important than what he's doing now, clearly. But anyone could go trade for Juan Soto, right? Exhibit number one for Brian Cashman this year, and let's just focus on the New York Yankees right now as they beat up the Minnesota Twins once again, as Stanton hits another bomb, as Judge comes through with the big double, as Luis Hale continues to be the best pitcher in the American League, as his ERA right now is 1.82. And that's exhibit A. I keep wanting to say number A. A is not a number. But exhibit A of this season is Luis Hale and this pitching staff for the New York Yankees. And Brian Cashman, and let's just totally be honest, when you look at it, having Luis Hale here, not going out, and I talked about this, not going out and giving Snell big-time money, who's already injured, pitching terribly, and complaining about how late he signed and how it's ruined his entire season. Or Montgomery, who's struggling, who I still think will figure it out, but is struggling to start this year. And not going out and adding to this rotation, and just going out and getting Stroman, who's been an incredible addition to this best rotation in baseball. But it's not only that, it's not trading him away. Think of all the pitchers that have left. Yes, they got him for Jake Cave as well. Who they acquired him for is another spectacular move to get Luis Hale. But if you think about, right, if we're going to talk about how this team was built, and yes, the lineup is completely rejuvenated with a healthy Stanton, who had another monster home run into the left field upper deck in last night's game to give the Yankees a more of a cushion and not force Clay Holmes into the game. But obviously, the addition of Juan Soto, Verdugo's been so important. The maturation of Exhibit B, Anthony Volpe, as we saw Carlos Correa strike out three times in this game. And no, he's not the Yankee shortstop. No, it's not a handful of these free agent shortstops that could have been, that everybody cried for, that everybody wanted. I think most Yankee fans feel pretty damn good about Anthony Volpe and the homegrown nature of this young shortstop emerging as one of the better shortstops in the American League right now. Their leadoff hitter for the next how many years? This great defensive shortstop who already has a gold glove in his back pocket. I think we're okay with Anthony Volpe. And I think we're okay with Luis Gil. And that's, you know, yes, they didn't go out and, you know, or, you know, and put him to the back burner by signing another big-time free agent. But what else did they do? Not trade him away. Think of all the pitchers. You can go back to 2 years ago's trade deadline. I know he was injured at the time. But, I mean, think of all the different pitchers that have gone through the Montas trade, the amount of pitchers sent to Oakland. And then this year, obviously, they include how many pitchers sent to Juan Soto? Sent to San Diego for Juan Soto. Michael King, oh, we're wringing our hands about Michael King. We can't believe Michael King. Who knew we had Luis Gil? Pitchers go in the Rule 5 draft. Pitchers go in the Verdugo trade. And yet they held on to this Luis Gil, who has now become the best pitcher in the American League, someone we're going to talk about here as the starter for the American League All-Star team, and someone who has rounded out this rotation and has stepped in and filled the void. I mean, let's be honest. Everyone else we knew was in this rotation. Rodon paid big money a couple years ago, had a miserable year last year. You knew you were hoping he'd have a bounce-back year, as he's having, but you knew he was in the rotation. You knew Nestor Cortez, as long as he was healthy, was in the rotation. You knew that Stroman, once he signed, is in the rotation. Who's filling in, honestly, for Gerrit Cole? Who's stepping in for that ace? Who's rounding out the rotation? This young kid who emerged with an amazing spring training, who has now stepped in, and we can give you all the different stats, and the last Yankee to do this, and the first Yankee in history to have this many innings with this low in ERA, this many strikeouts. I mean, I could give you numbers forever. But as we watch Gerrit Cole pitch out in Somerset, New Jersey, and we get ready for his addition back into the middle of this rotation, Luis Gil has stepped in and been the ace of this staff, been the team, another performance of what, one hit, no runs, six innings. And we're going to talk about, you know, he comes out of this game with 80-plus pitches, and when Canely gives up the home run, I'm thinking, oh, here we go. On a day that I came out last night and talked about Boone a lot and how much everybody hates him, I was like, oh, here we go. The bullpen's going to give up some runs here and either blow this game or make it close, and everyone's going to be complaining about Luis Gil coming out with 84 pitches in the seventh inning instead of realizing what's going on here, and they're going to have to do things like this to get him through the season. That's where they are. This is the kind of unearthed gem they have found here, a guy who hasn't pitched over the last 2 years, and they're going to have to nurture it, and they're going to have to figure out a way to get this to the finish line. And right now, I trust Matt Blake. I trust Boone. I trust this organization as much as we've trusted it in how many years because of the way the team is playing, the way the team's been put together, the depth. What's the big problem right now? I mean, oh, Grisham sucks as the backup center fielder. That's about as much as you can find that's wrong with this team. The depth, the length of the lineup, the emergence of the young shortstop in his second year, who now has a 30-game on-base streak to go along with Judge's 30-game, the longest in Major League Baseball.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And Luis Gil, who is filling in for the ace, who is about to arrive and make this staff even better. And as we put Luis Gil aside for a second and talk about Gerrit Cole and the idea we got to see him for the first time on a mound pitching against, legitimate, but competition for the first time this year, as he went 3 1/3 down in Somerset, New Jersey for the Patriots. 0 runs, 2 hits, 4 Ks, threw up to 97 miles an hour, talked after the game that he felt good, everything was working, threw for strikes, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's on his way. And honestly, if you want to look, and we joke about finding issues with this Yankee team, as they are now tied with Philadelphia for the best record in all of baseball, they are 2.5 games over the Baltimore Orioles. They have pretty much distanced themselves, everyone else in the division, except the Orioles. And we know they're going to the playoffs, and that's really how I look at this. I don't care, amazingly enough. I mean, when you really talk about, as I opened the show with the joking about Brian Cashman Day yesterday, if you really want to talk about the way this team was structured, and Brian Cashman pissed off in November at the GM meetings and screaming at the media in that great rant where he's throwing F-bombs and really angry at all the questions and, you know, out there defending himself on all the different moves that have happened over the last few years that both the fans and the media have gotten on him for as the team has floundered, and obviously last year 82 wins. And as you saw what he did from that moment on, and you look at this roster, we're at a point right now where I was arguing with people when Cole went down who told me this isn't a 500 team without Gerrit Cole, that the season is lost without Gerrit Cole, that they have no chance against the upstart, brilliant, young, talented, 101-win Baltimore Orioles team. They can't contend. We'll be lucky not to be 10 games out come the All-Star break without Gerrit Cole. And instead, I'm watching him pitch in Somerset, New Jersey, saying, hey, enjoy your time. Take your time. There's no need to rush. Because as much as I'll tell you that looking at this team and being, you know, trying to be fair about it, the one thing that you are concerned about, I suppose, if you have to find something, is that how likely is it that this rotation without Gerrit Cole is going to continue to pitch like this? We know how good Stroman has been over the course of his career, but we also saw what happened last year and other years. He's been injured. Last year's second half was a disaster for him, even coming back from the injury. We've seen Rodon here have back issues, right? I mean, no one asks him about it anymore. We haven't heard anything about it, but he does have what is quote-unquote chronic back issues going back to last year. We've already lost Clark Schmidt. Luis Gil, as much as I think he's excellent, he's still a young rookie pitcher. There's a possible hiccup on the way, as well as, hey, he threw 4 innings last year. How many innings are they going to allow him to continue to pitch for the rest of the season? So when you look at this rotation, and Nestor Cortez, same thing, kind of up and down. Last year was inability to get through the third, lineup the third time. How much does he have in the tank after not pitching as much last year? So when you look at this rotation, it's been so good without Gerrit Cole. It's been the best in all of baseball and such a pleasant surprise that in the back of your mind you say, okay, well, if I'm looking at this team, you know, the bullpen is a kind of no-name group, but ultimately, I mean, dating back the last 15 years, you could still look at that bullpen and say, hey, they've done a remarkable job, and certainly since Blake has gotten here, this bullpen's been incredible, and they find ways to get guys to pitch. So ultimately, it's been pretty damn good, and I have a fairly good amount of confidence that it will continue as such. The lineup is completely different with Soto and Verdugo. You got Jason Dominguez, who we'll get into more, out in the wings in case there's a falter somewhere along the line. But you got Stanton, who's healthy, hitting bombs. You got Verdugo, who's added a huge element to this team and a legitimate left fielder and an excellent defensive one. Judge and Soto in the middle of the lineup are literally Ruth and Gehrig. So, like, you feel, hey, listen, even if the lineup cools off a little bit, even if Judge isn't the greatest thing since Barry Bonds, as he's been in the month of May and the early starts of June here, I still have confidence that this lineup is good enough to score some runs and win some games. So when you look at it, as much as I am confident in the rotation, I look at it and I say, well, I mean, they have been the biggest overachieving group on this roster. And so you look at Gerrit Cole as he pitches in Somerset and you say to yourself, having said that, and let's take that for a fact, even though it's just my opinion, let's take it for a fact that that is the shakiest part of this team and something that might come back to earth and a part of the roster that is so overachieving that you want to bolster it. And certainly they need Gerrit Cole. At the same time, make sure he's right, because this team is going to the playoffs. This team is going to get there. And ultimately, as I talked about yesterday, it's not about winning this division. It's not about beating out the Orioles. It's not about having home field advantage in the playoffs. It's not about anything else but winning the World Series. That is all that is on the table. As we have the Post say, save us, Yankees. You're the only team left who can give us a championship. As we say goodbye to the Rangers, and we'll get into that later in the show as well, 888-808-1019, as we found out some of the injuries that were hampering this team. As we say goodbye to the New York Knicks, who we've said goodbye to for a while, and as we look at the Mets, who are floundering, we'll get to them as well. This is the team that is supposed to bring us a championship. It's the last bastion of hope to bring this city a championship over a collective 100 seasons of failures over the last however many years, since dating back to 2011 in the New York Giants Super Bowl run. So as we look at them and it's save us, we know that there's no other acceptable outcome for this team. So I don't care about Gerrit Cole rushing back. Take your time. And when he gets here, we don't need him to be last year's ace, last year's Cy Young Award winner. All they need him to do is get to the finish line pitching his best. That's all that needs to be done. Same thing with Luis Gil. That the rest of this season, because of how much I have faith in this team, and barring injuries, of course, Soto and Judge in this lineup and who they are and overall this roster, and obviously with these guys and their additions, but ultimately the rest of this year is going to be a massage effort for this starting rotation, because all that's left, and I know this is a little bit out there, and I understand it's only June, and I understand I'm Mr. Yankee and Yankee boy and Yankee shill and all that, fine. We know where this team is headed. We know where it's headed. All that is left is figuring out a way, and the biggest issue this team will have as Gerrit Cole comes back and Luis Gil is on this pitch count, and I'm telling you, he is. They might say he's not, and I'm sure there's no, you know, rules set in stone, but there is no way a guy who hasn't pitched in 2 years is going to throw 180 to 200 innings. They are going to have to massage this, because all that matters is not 100 wins as much as we expect them to get there. It's not winning the division as much as we expect them to certainly compete and have an excellent chance to do so. It is about having this team playing at its best come October, plain and simple. So the massage effort is on as we watch Cole, as we see him get ready, as we know there's no rush. And then even once he gets back, there is no need to push him. There is no need to get the most out of him. There is no need to. He needs to come back and be the ace and save us. None of that. They're saved. Juan Soto and Judge have them in the embrace of their arms. There is nowhere, you know, they are Jack. They are Jack making sure that we don't drown. We're going to be fine. So they are going to have to massage this thing. But Cole coming back, Hill pitching the way he's pitching, this lineup continuing to do what it does, another 6-game winning streak, the domination of the Minnesota Twins continues, and we face the best of the best. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the super team, the offseason winner. This weekend for a real trial run to see how good the Yankees are. We know how good they are. We know how talented they are, and we know who's coming back. But ultimately, as I said yesterday, they will be measured on one thing, winning a championship. How do they get themselves to that position? How does this rotation that has been the biggest surprise of the season, that still has, in my opinion, the biggest question marks of sustaining such a level, how do they get everybody pitching? How do they keep Luis Hill? Because it's nice to have these numbers in April and May. It's nice to be considered the early Cy Young Award winner favorite. It's nice to be considered someone who we think, as a rookie sensation, could start the All-Star game. And all that's fun. But you know what? In 2022, we had the same thing. Clay Holmes was the best reliever in baseball. And they had six All-Stars. And Stanton was the MVP of the game. And then what happened? It's about getting to the finish line for this team. And Luis Hill isn't going to run this race wire to wire. And Cole does not have to rush back. This team is as good as there is in baseball, and that's fine for right now, but it's about keeping this level of play throughout the entire season. And as we get ready to welcome back the ace, as we continue to see this young, emerging ace at the rotation, I don't want to see him start the All-Star game. I want to see him start game two of the ALDS. And that's what the Yankees have to have on mind, because you know what? It's not good enough to make it to the semifinals. It's not good enough to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not good enough. There's only one acceptable answer, and it's win the World Series. And you know who's going to get them there, and you know who I'll be celebrating when they do. Brian Cashman. That's right. Yesterday was Brian Cashman Flowers Day. We'll continue to this morning because you know what? Watching this team, watching what he's put together, watching the depth, looking at who they still have waiting in the wings to return to make them even better, Brian Cashman, there's a hell of a lot of credit. And if you don't want to give it to him, shame on you. All right, then. 221. McMonagle here with you all the way to 5 o'clock. We'll start with the Yankees. We will get to the Mets and their two-game winning streak as soon as I called them dead. But that's okay. I still don't have much faith in them. Just watch the bullpen. But we can talk about them. We'll get to all the different things with the Rangers and all the different injuries that came out with them saying goodbye to their season. And then, of course, a little Rodgers Eli Manning to get the sports radio fandom going. You want phone calls? Who's better, Rodgers or Eli? Woo!